the beginning of the archetypal year, 84, I'm looking at this situation. And then a few months later, we're on the radio. So it was the effects preceding the causes.
This is a picture of the Bob Jobs cartoon that looks the most like you, Bob.
Yeah.
Of all of the ones I've seen. It's uncanny how much this looks like Bob.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, no, it really, really does.
You're talking about the little image. It might be bigger in the book.
Your face, the face representation has definite similarities to you.
And look at the top. You got the X's with O-R. Question mark or X's.
Salvation or destruction.
You couldn't get a more accurate presentation of what. Remember, I'm having a battle in Belgium against the Leopold II, according to Nostradamus, and I'm on the sidelines watching. So actually, this is the view from Gilgamesh, the spirit of Bob, watching all the icons I've created fight for me, fight on my behalf.
And the hidden part of it all has always been made obvious here, Bob, because the entire sky is full of UFOs, which means the alien thing has always been there.
Yeah, they're there to help us. And what's incredible, why would you have JFK there? And we just found out a couple weeks ago that he didn't get killed. So he should be there. Yeah. That's what's uncanny is the JFK part. So you've got the icons of the stages archetypes of religion. And what to say about the blade? What am I holding up?
It looks like a seven-bladed
windbreaker.
Yeah,
yeah, that's Ezekiel. The wheels within wheels. That's a Coldplay. And look, there's a lightning ball going from the monster to it. There's a connection between.
Or is it going
the
other way?
Yeah, I know. It's hard to tell which way it's going. Yeah, I think
the monster looks like.
Yeah,
the monster
Bob.
Looks like the monster from Stranger Things.
Is that
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. Right, yeah. and then
look,
you have the Stark
You know that sentence, Reagan or any president, I think in the order.
Yeah, that's funny.
Like, Reagan or any president, that's
any
the word
president.
That makes the market. That's the McLuhan point. You know, the word that makes the market, the archetype of the White House. So what were you saying, Alyssa?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I was saying how Ian says there's only obsolescence and retrieval. So that's the hand.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the Stark fist of retrieval and then the Stark fist of removal.
Yeah, obsolescence. And those are the two things left over in the hexadic world of the tetrad. And look down below of the monster, Bolshevik clones and government.
Clones and government, yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Trilateral.
The beater factor.
Petrophiles. Yeah,
what's underneath
petrophiles.
The government? CFN, BOFB? Is that what that's
Council on Foreign. It's sort of like, I don't know what that is. It could be Council on Foreign Relations, but it's an N.
Sure.
It's probably some staying thing. In their literature, BOFB. And then it looks like John Hyest or Heigert or something made it.
Bob, can you unmute Ian? Ian's waiting.
Oh,
John Hagen.
I mean, we'll have to get serious again. We're having so much fun here with the enemy diagrams. Oh, I just heard Ian breathing. I think Ian is already there. You're not muted, Ion.
No, we're not.
Yeah, you're not there.
Okay, let's clean this up a little bit. The whole point, just a little cleanup while y'all are having verbal diarrhea. the problem or the issue, Jesus is the example. And what happened is the stages of the dropping of the form of the meat sack, remember, with the sword of destiny, where the water came first, then the blood, and all this kind of stuff of the separation, and then the laying it out with that power flow with the Shroud of Turin, and then the stone was rolled away, Jesus got out of the crypt or the grave or the graveyard or the whatever it was, And he's walking on the, which road? The Emmaus Road. And they were walking and talking with the Christ and people there. They didn't even know what was going on. And they ran up and they said, it's Jesus, and it's going to touch him. And Jesus said, stop. Don't touch me. My ascension isn't complete yet.
Mm.
The process. That's the long road, the walking on the Emmaus Road. The Damascus Road is the thunderbolt and the lightning. And that's not the comfortable one, promise.
Yeah, but what he's saying is that that shows that Jesus, his ascension was not completed because he was going to get back to the body?
No, he had to get the rest of his body back because he went out of it. They killed him. So he had to have a Lazarus issue and then ascend.
And then you said come back and get the rest of his body.
Yeah, well, collect it. That's what he was doing on the Emmaus Road.
That was after he'd been kicked out of his body.
Correct. And he had to do it that way to show men that they could do it even from the grave. They could ascend even from the grave.
You mean from after they died?
Correct.
That's pretty good.
And that's all. That's all. That's just cleaning up. That's the difference between the... We've been saying that for like a million years now. They made a difference between the Damascus Road and
the Emmaus Road. No, you've added new points. But what do you make of this image of the fighting Jesus, Elvis, JFK, and Buddha, and against... What would you say the octopus is? Is that the tech body?
No, it's an octopus. Look at the arm.
Yeah.
And look the way it lays out. Guess what it looks like, Bob? It's sort of like a tarantula upside down.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. Oh, that's very good. That's what we are. We will be that. So that's our cover.
Okay. Now you need to quit. Now you can shut the fuck up now. Okay, good.
Yeah.
The stark fist of retrieval and the stark fist of removal. You see? That's the stages of apprehension, in and out.
That's when you say obsolescent and retrieving. Obsolescent, retrieve. Obsolescent, retrieve.
We've never said that. You say that.
You said that. And you said it again today when you said Hillary was alive and then Hillary was dead. Hillary was alive, then she was dead. You were talking about that process.
And then she's president, and then she's killed in Guantanamo Bay again.
Yeah. So, what do you make of that? Did I cause this drawing?
Well, it's just that this is just the ones for the people who don't read. That's what comic books are for, isn't it? For the illiterate.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, but look at all the factors. Is that the Battle of Belgium that Nostradamus talks about?
Yeah.
Yes, you agree. It's the Belgium scene.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Jesus has come back, Elvis is back, and they all signed up to Bob.
Ian, is all the Hillary examples you're giving also an example of the kaleidoscope effect?
As well.
Is that a kaleidoscope a natural part of our experience, or is it something that's happened to us?
Doesn't have to be. It certainly doesn't have to be, but y'all like it rough for some damn reason. Don't make no sense to us.
is there any way being caused by a snow?
Hello?
No, I'm just calling you.
Hello?
Stop fucking me.
Hello.
Man, I haven't heard an Ion
like robot.
In a while.
You phone Ion, he actually goes into condition response.
Welcome to the new G Radio.
Bill's still alive. There's Bill.
Bill.
This will keep Bill alive.
Listen and enjoy.
This is the magic.
Star 5, if you want to get fucked by the turbo bridge. Star 5.
And press the pound key.
Bob Neverett.
Beep.
The conference is in presentation mode. Please enter your... You are now a host.
So if you see, we can hear you guys. Okay, so I'll put the music on. Get some headphones in. Turn this one off. Okay, I'm going to play the Madonna.
Echoing a bit.
Okay, so you
aren't
hear
you going to play the private session? Aren't you going to play the private session, Bob? They needed to hear that, didn't they?
They don't deserve it. They've been being punished.
Okay. Well, we agree. We agree.
Yeah. So what you hear here is Rosie Fantuti finishing their set, and then I'm downstairs in the bathroom, and I hear the Madonna song. So I brought a boombox. So I come running upstairs, and the band's waiting for me to come on stage. And so you'll hear, it's a bit low, you'll hear the Madonna song. Let's see. So you turn that thing off. Okay. Hear the clapping?
I don't.
Yeah, it's pretty faint. So Jack yelled, "There's a cue here." There it is. There's dress you up. You hear that?
No.
Not coming through loud enough, I guess.
They can hear that a little.
That was me. I was up on stage. I said something stupid. I said, "Fuck you, people." I introduced myself. Hear that?
Yeah.
It's a good song. Very nice song.
There she is.
Yeah. What an act of genius to present that as my opening backup. Dress you up. I'm going to dress them up with some language. In my dress up my love, that's dress you up in my power. I go, cat! Let's go back. You guys missed that. Let's hear me go, cat! Look, the first word I say is Babe Russell. Look at that. That's pretty good. That's the right word to say today. Let's go back there.
Babe Russell. German Sonic. Executive Intelligence Review. Dr. Beter. Connection.
That's perfect. Why? I didn't realize it's such a great opening.
Chad and Brewy played this on their show back in the day that they had.
Is that right?
I think I remember you guys featuring this.
Let's see if that's back when you first met.
I don't recall that, but okay.
Oh, Chad's on mute. You remember that, Chad?
I
do. Did you guys play that?
I don't recall.
What was that show you and Kevin had for a bit with that other guy?
MJ.
With MJ, yeah. We had a podcast. Maybe your memory is better than mine on this. I don't recall playing that.
Yeah, I think you guys featured that. It was funny.
Here, let me just play another sentence after I go, why? I'm going to see what I say. Oh, yeah, I very cleverly said, as we reported last time, as if I'd already been on stage already before.
That's
clever.
Great. Yeah, that's good enough.
Well, we begin the story in 1969 as we reported last time.
We begin the story in 1969 as we reported last time. See, always in the middle. There's always been, there was no beginning. It already had been going on. Very clever, Bob. Mm. And what happened in 69? That's when the apex of polarity happened. This would be pretty amazing. This might mean something. I said, we're going to go back and continue where we left off.
Why?
Is that when you got the eye cell, Bob, in 69?
Well, we begin the story in 1969 as we reported last time. We're going to go back and continue running on the same spot.
It all has new meaning for me now. We're going to go back and continue running on the same spot.
Yeah.
That's like an exercise. That's funny.
The amazing statement he made in 1969 was that there are 40 people in the world and 5 of them are hamburgers.
Oh my God.
I'm quoting Beaver.
Dave Neufeld and I were just talking about that today.
You were talking to Dave today?
Yeah, and he brought up that Beaver quote today.
Wow. Yeah, that's part of resonating. Dave should be listening. He's claiming he's been listening the last couple of weeks. Beefheart says it in the cover of Rolling Stone, May 14, 1970. But the album was recorded in 1969. So I didn't hear myself say Beefheart, but I said, the amazing statement, he said, there are 40 people in the world, 5 of them are hamburgers. That's the theme that everything's disappeared. Why am I getting echoes? Because all you guys are on, I guess.
It's our fault.
It's the kaleidoscopic effect. So I just want to hear a bit more of this. This is pretty exciting. It makes sense.
Robert, because you got two phones. You have two phones open right next to each other, right where you are.
Now, I went into deep, profound research into this statement.
I researched that statement. I read this quote. I went into deep, profound research. What did he mean? What has this got to do with me and the Secret Council of Ten? That's pretty great. What a fantastic beginning. I'm very impressed with this.
I am prepared to go first.
After 16 years, I prepared to go public with the results of my research. This actually makes fucking sense, for fuck's sake.
Now, I went into deep, profound research into this statement, and after 16 years, I am prepared to go public with the consequences of Dr. Beter and Captain Beaver's insidious association.
I'm going into and explain Beefheart and Dr. Beter's insidious association. Okay, that's probably it. I'll post this. You guys all should study my statement so that in 10 years you can say, I heard Bob's famous fucking replay from 1985, and I went into profound research to find out whether it was true. Who is this Bob guy? So I will post that.
So good.
And, you know, after we put that out, they played it on CKLN for about a month, all the different DJs. They all loved it. They'd hear me ranting on CKLN. And it wasn't Bob Marshall.
This folks
CFN,
of the
did
phone.
I say that? Minimax, did you say CFN?
I don't know. I don't remember. I don't know what CFN is off the top of my head.
Yeah. College football news. Catholic Faith Network. CFN channel, regular live blitz tournaments in Moscow for everyone.
CERN? I guess there's always CERN. Maybe it was meant to be.
So, were we... I gotta get off this echoing. What are we doing here now? We finished that point.
Oh yeah, I don't know.
It's on the subgenius image. Yeah, I know that, Chad. We're wondering what it stands for. Okay,
right.
I'm asking Minimax.
I forgot. For some reason, I was focused on BOFB, and I forgot that yes, CFN. I also don't know what that means.
It's something like Friends of Bob.
That, I mean, that would make sense. It could be something they threw in to, you know, try to make people say, hey, I've heard of all those other conspiracy memes, but what are those? And go on a wild goose chase. Seems like something they do.
Did you forget about Ion, Bob? Ion is patiently waiting on chat.
Wait, no, he's right there.
That was a long time ago.
Oh, I thought he still had you muted.
No, he didn't even have us muted then. He just thought he did, but we were fucking with it. Because it's a long, long way to Tipperary.
So, I guess I muted a couple people to see if they'll make noise. There's background noise.
Is that the reason? That's the reason you unmute them, so you can hear their background noise. That's
yeah,
a good idea.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. All right, let's get back to work now. Y'all sober up. God damn, this is getting crazy over here. Bob's got you on the bad peyote tonight. tighten up a little bit. Tighten, get yourself back together, and let's see if we can't get something done.
We're going to go way back to 1969.
To where we started, to where we left off and started the first time.
We're going to continue running on the spot.
Right, and then we're going to watch Bob do push-ups until he throws up on the side board of CBGB.
That's right. I'm echoing the CBGB.
Also, I have a question for Ion. Ion, when I was looking up NEMA and the lineage, there's an Enoch under Seth and an Enoch under Cain.
They're not Seth and Cain. One is Enos.
Okay. Which one is Enos, under Seth or Cain?
Seth.
Okay.
No.
Thank you.
Cain.
Okay. Okay, thanks.
Because you realize all those things are translated and they don't make the cut often.
Okay, yeah,
with the
right.
Stages of apprehension. With the stages of apprehension.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And then I had one other question just from cleanup from earlier. For the angels that are being loosed, do they pertain to, like, does Gilgamesh pertain to Radon, and the ones under the Hoover Dam pertain to, like, Xenon or something like that? Is it a direct connection and correlation?
You'll see.
Okay.
I mean, you know, the first thing you got to do is admit that there's more than 12 people here. That ought to scare you lifeless right there.
What?
First, you got to deal with that there's more than 12 people on this call. That should scare you lifeless.
Yeah, I mean, what the heck's going on? Bill's gone, and suddenly there's 50 people on the line alone.
Because they had to phone in to hear the show.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Mm. Yeah.
That happened because Bob started screaming, you know, like with Cider Somerset and all the others. He's fussing, going to make them pony up. I'm going to get right with God.
Yeah,
I mean, Bob.
Forced to talk. But they still won't.
Well, you scare them.
There's a couple of
so is this being recorded? Is this being recorded?
Yeah.
We wouldn't speak if it weren't being recorded.
Yeah, okay. Okay, awesome.
So you've got, I think, Sean and Phil from the United Kingdom, but then there's a third United
yeah.
Kingdom. There's Phil.
Can you hear
Sean,
me there, Bob?
Can you say something, Sean?
Barely.
Can you hear me?
Say it again. Oh, there's a fourth.
Yeah, can you?
They're up above there. So there's one United Kingdom. That must be Cider Somerset. That's not speaking.
Can you hear me speaking, Bob? It's Phil.
Yeah, I hear you. And then
you can.
Sean.
Am I listed as UK then, or is my call coming through somewhere else?
No, you see your number. There's a 4477806, blah, blah, blah. And it says unknown, and then it says United Kingdom.
Oh, right.
And Sean has a similar number, 447908, unknown United Kingdom. And then there's another United Kingdom. There's a web call. And then there's, One, two, three, four. So Sean, Phil, and two others. One of them is a web call. So there's three numbers that begin with 44, which is your international number.
Yeah.
When you call England from here.
Oh. You talk about Leopold the Third and Belgium and Gilgamesh and the Tower of Babel, but it's interesting that the EU building in Brussels in Belgium is designed as a sort of replica of the Tower of Babel, and I also said that the Antichrist comes out of Belgium, The reason that the EU building must have been built in Brussels dates back to Leopold III, or a connection to him. Would you think that was the case?
Yeah, I'll ask Ion.
Who?
Leopold II, don't you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Ion.
Yeah, he's Belgium, and that's why the beast was built in Brussels, because of him.
The masons involved in the architecture of the EU building are.
Okay. Are you telling us? Or are you asking us?
I'm asking you if they were involved in the creation of the EU building. Yes. Design.
Yes. Obviously, look at the design.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah. I'm just clarifying, asking you to clarify the bleeding obvious for me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We understand. Hey, that's not the first time we've heard that.
Hey, Bert, do you know where my list of attempts to go to Andromeda is? The five previous things?
One moment, Bob. Let me look.
I have it somewhere. Not obvious.
My list, like he made a list. That's rich.
I make lists.
Are y'all ready for the cold wave?
No, don't distract us. It's your shit. We're looking for the list.
Santa Claus's nipples is going to be hard this year.
Jeez.
You're always making projections that nothing comes of them.
Keep it in America, Ron. We just had 10 days of minus 7.
Yeah. You'd be happy to get minus 7.
Oh, no. Yeah, a third duvet.
It's a world freeze out. You got to have a distraction for the big up.
Christmas, yeah. Oh, well.
Crema.
Oh, crema. Have we get some bird food or they'll all die off?
Yeah, well, those starlings aren't worth much.
Sparrows around this one, around here. I get some blue tits in iron, although I suppose all tits will be blue shortly.
I see. Mm-hmm. Hey. So have you thought any more about your Prince Albert piercing?
Prince Albert piercing?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me more?
Yeah, you had considered it or not.
I've never considered a piercing.
I mean, a Prince Albert, that's a little different. It's more specific.
What would be I'm thinking of, with piercings, I'm usually thinking of a earring or a nose stud.
Yeah, it's like that. It's like that. Look it up.
Prince Albert.
It might be just the ticket for you.
That'd be right. Prince Albert.
You wouldn't want to pee on an electric fence with that kind of piercing.
That's true. Now, notice that it came from my resident Marquis de Sade over here. That's you beautiful.
I didn't want to disappoint you, Ion.
That's true.
In the private session, he's talking about the corruption of everybody, and then he says, and Chad will decide who's worthy of the fucking S&M orgy. Did you catch that?
Yeah, I caught that.
Yeah. It's fun. He's quite
flattery
the host,
will get
y'all.
You nowhere, Ion. Flattery will
don't
get
have
you
to
nowhere.
Go anywhere. We don't have to go anywhere. So we like we just do like Bob when you stay home.
Yeah, running
stay
on the
home.
Spot.
Home for the holidays.
Home for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Prince Albert piercing. I found a site with it.
I found a pair. Ofenel's five failures. Now these get richer and richer. So Ofenel's five failures to go to the Andromeda Galaxy. Number one. Ofenel fucks Lilith.
Yep.
And so that unleashed a lot of bullshit. I think it unleashed Noah to clear up the mess. And or I got together with Noah to flush out Lilith. See, so fuck may not mean intercourse. It might mean screwed her, got rid of her.
Oh, no. There was You got your dick wet, Bob. Don't worry. You got
okay,
your dick
okay.
wet. And then Lilith got wetter after that. So it's a both and.
What do you mean she got wetter after that? She kept fucking other people? Is that what you mean?
No, the flood, Bob. The flood.
Oh, then she got Noah. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like, if I'm going to, it's like a cop. If he busts a dope guy, he's going to steal the dope. Well, when I busted Lilith, I looked at it and said, I gotta fuck this thing before we get rid of her.
Where the fuck does
where
the fuck does that come
from?
Where the fuck does that come from? Whenever when a cop busts a teen and steals the dope. What? Kevin must be long headed for bed. That's maybe too
oh,
much.
Yeah, she's dry for an hour or so. So look.
Uh oh. Well, you're getting a little bawdy over there for your britches, aren't you?
Yeah, Carol's given up policing everything. It's all done. She is not being a moral guide anymore. So, number two.
Spit it out, Bob. Just because you got something to say, spit it out. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I did.
Spit it
I
up.
Did.
I guess.
Sure. Number two is the Tower of Babel. So we heard more stuff now. Gilgamesh was the guy who designed the Babel, and I got rid of it. Where am I trying to go to Andromeda in that conflict?
Well, you just sort of, you're setting, you're all about evening the score.
No, I'm about going back to Andromeda Galaxy is how I see it. Or was this an early version of a misinterpretation of the agenda?
I embrace most all of your fallacies, Bob.
So I'm supposed to try to get back to Andromeda, and Gilgamesh comes up with a method, build a fucking tower, we'll just go all the way up the tower to Andromeda.
Uh-huh.
He's betting it's not that far away. And I said, fuck this, and I destroyed the tower. What is it? Did I know what the real, the alien aspect of it?
Well,
so
Bob, they were like everyone else that tries to take a nickel's worth more attention than you get. They got to go. They got to go.
So these weren't really mistakes by me. These are other people trying to take over and replace me.
Plotting and screening.
Now, the third one is Moses. And we heard tonight more about my relationship to Moses and that I broke up the tablets. And then I create the Ark of the Covenant with it.
Uh-huh.
Did you get that, Bert?
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's three with more details of what went on. And then four is Nero's Roman Empire. We haven't got much on that. And then the fifth one is Mae Brussels' story.
Now, you can't have that image without having Jack Benny playing the fiddle on Nero while Rome is burning.
Okay. And then the fifth one, Mae Brussels' story, culminating in the Iran-Contragate scandal, wherein the government was the actual drug dealer, and in brackets, Oliver North. So we're learning, I mentioned Iran-Contra. What did you say in the session tonight with Iran-Contra? Oh, yeah, the...
Nick.
Warren. Senator Warren is saying, well, the... who's
crypto. Elizabeth Warren.
Cryptocurrency,
Pocahontas.
Yeah, for money laundering.
Pocahontas.
Yeah, money laundering. And then Ayn says, well, it goes all the way back to cash was the laundering again in Iran-Contragate. So again, you got, you know, Bill Engel's book on Iran-Contra, and then you have Whitney Webb's book on Iran-Contra. It is a major scandal because it's in 86-87, and it's in 86 that Ayn says that Dick Cheney realized I was going to stop Halliburton. So you see, it's the beginning of the kind of virtual android meme fucking tech body thing. So it's the ultimate archetypal scandal with all kinds of stuff thrown in it.
Yeah, very nice.
I've seen more why it's an archetypal thing for the information age. Are you people following me? You get that idea?
Yes.
It's a software version of the Tower of Babel, or Moses leaving Egypt, Nero's Roman Empire. All those things are aspects of whoever was trying to get something with the Iran-Contra scandal, conspiracy.
is an attempt to free themselves. That leads into BCCI and the Epstein world. So very good, Ion, that you named that one as the fifth level.
Ooh. We're working hard for you, boss.
Yep. And then you have, after that, you have Bob had the autocracy, then the theocracy, then the oligarchy, and then the coming absolute monarchy slash demagoguery. That's pretty interesting. Monarchy slash demagoguery. That demagoguery will the decentralized feudal situation with millions of people running little local cults. Would you say?
Oh, yes. He's
and
the
I'm the absolute
promulgator
monarch.
Of the little cult. Yeah.
Yeah, those cults. And I'm the model. I have the best cult, the non-cult, the cult that never got off the ground, but actually won. So that fits too. What do you think of that, Bert? It's all pretty consistent.
More pieces to your puzzle, Bob. More pieces to your puzzle each week.
I guess I'm the only one who's trying to put it together, put it into order, I guess. Aren't you?
As it goes, but it's quite large, boy, with Nimrod. It gets quite large now when you're talking about Nimrod and your Gilgamesh, so it's more pieces to the puzzle.
Yeah, and William Ernest Thompson translates the Gilgamesh epic, which has nothing to do with Ion's Gilgamesh story. So biblical scholars, they should be very interested in this in the long run. Whole new interpretation of what's going on.
Oh, great. Now, Bert, you're going to have to redo Strong's Concordance. I know you'll be real thrilled about that.
Strong's Concordance, Ion?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's one of those books that we listed. Anybody going to take a bite out of that? And
no, Strong's Concordance is where it gives the references in the Bible for every reference. And that's why Bob says that biblical scholars should be interested in what we have to say. So that means you get another damn job to say, okay, you got to now do a concordance with all the Ion words for the Bible, for the Bible. For Bob's Bible at the Tower of Babel.
You mean it's a new assignment for Bert?
No, you just make these glib, cliched archetype words and then expect somebody else to do it all for you. You know,
yeah,
the normal. Bob.
That's right. I'm too busy thinking. I ain't got time to do it. No.
Well, glad it's not a thinking man's game.
That's right. I've created little babbles to fuck up people.
But didn't you think of that, Bob, when you were not thinking?
Yep. I did.
That's good. Okay. As long as you weren't thinking, you'll be okay.
Yeah. So I have here, open those five failures and applied McLuhan. I don't know what the McLuhan's statements below that. A bunch of stuff.
Oh,
so I'm going to reclassify this, so repost this so I can put it in a proper place and not have to look for it.
Well, put it in your. Why don't you put it in your trash bin, Mom? That's a safe place.
That's where it was, but there's too much.
Oh. Are you already at 44,000 yet?
I'm up to, I have to figure out which one has all that stuff.
He's the only person in all of Apple that has multiple trash bins.
Really?
Yeah. That's where I keep my archives.
But multiple trash bins? That's interesting.
Yeah.
Who else can do that? And then you turn around and he says, well, that's the perfect place because nobody's going to go look in there. We're going to seize your emails. They don't check the trash.
They don't check the trash.
They never check the trash. And then when he hits 50,000, he has to buy a new computer because he's got, can't do it anymore. Got to get a new computer. I'm not moving anything. Don't you touch it. Don't touch it.
So under trash,
Chad's laughing because he's lived through several of these. Chad's laughing because he lived through Mega Upload.
Mega Upload, right. So I've got several trashes, but the top trash has 12,802 messages.
But when you first click on it, it goes to 56,000, and then that disappears and reduces itself to 12,000. So got to find the one that's 56,000.
So byte storage is turning into like money. There's no end. So does this bring us back to infinity? Finally, the theme for the show. Bob turned our Christmas party.
What was your opening statement? You said bike? Bike stuff?
Yes. Byte storage. Gigabyte, megabyte, terabyte.
Byte storage.
Byte. Yeah. Speaking of byte dance, how do you think that should go, Bob?
What? Should what go?
Byte dance. How should it go?
Is it a dance?
No, Byte Dance is a company, Bob.
I don't know. I don't make decisions.
That's right. I'm just in charge. I don't decide anything. I just run the place. I don't run.
Right.
It runs over me about twice a week.
I'm obsolescing Trump's book, Art of the Deal. This is a new kind of leadership. Mm. Executive put on.
The arm of the bomb.
You heard of running on the same spot. All consistent, very consistent.
Bill's mad because you dropped his topic. He was considering a Prince Albert's piercing, Bob, and you changed the subject again.
Bob, did you get what I was suggesting about bike dance? It's about states banning TikTok.
I don't know about that. Byte Dance? Who says, where is that? How do you find that?
Byte Dance is the original company that created TikTok in China before the U.S. government forced them to have a different company structure.
Byte Dance. They didn't create Bitcoin.
No, TikTok. They created TikTok.
It's the beginning of TikTok. And was that made in China?
Correct.
Okay, so ByteDance, who's trying to stop it right now?
Certain states in the U.S. are trying to ban TikTok.
I'm trying to stop it. And what's our grievance?
Not enough titties. You can't show genitalia like Twitter.
Oh, you can't, eh?
They'll ban you in a heartbeat.
Well, we'll have to do something. Me and Elon are going to do something about that.
Well, I'm sure it'll be for sale. That'd be a good buy for him. Once every state in the union bans it, then he can buy it and take it over and reform it now that everybody's banned it. That'd be sort of like Twitter, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But now here's in his Twitter. Defense. It's in his defense, so we will give you this. He walks in the door when he finally did sink in, and he fires half the staff, and now it's doing way better than it was before. They found it. And now, since they got everybody off the blockers, they could see what was really being messed up. That's why they had all that staff was to go over everybody's banned account and their create. They were making bots so that the numbers were good so he could get a $44 billion price.
Right. That never gets mentioned.
Oh, did you also hear the news that he ain't paying the severance? Remember he said, y'all get out, you're going to get all this, you're going to get that. Now he's like, ah, fuck you, I ain't paying no severance. Yeah, get out.
Hey, I think he's learning his business management from me. He's imitating me, for fuck's sake.
Yeah. Money, I've spent enough money. I ain't spending no more money. I spent $44 billion, and now you want me to pay you to not work? Now you think I'm going to pay you to not work? Well, yeah, that. Good luck with that.
How come he's acting like he's got complete protection? What kind of protection does he actually have?
Well, whatever you allowed him, Bob.
Oh, another deal I made when I wasn't thinking.
Yeah. It's in Chapter 3 of Bob's book, The Art of the Bomb.
I had a very strange dream. I was dreaming this morning, I think, that I was playing this session. But I didn't know. I was dreaming. It was real. So I'm playing the session. And after a while, I don't like the way it's going.
So I started screaming, someone stop the fucking session. I'm yelling, Bill,
stop it. Hit the panic button, and Bill just won't answer.
I didn't know Bill had dropped.
Sound like that, Bob?
Yeah, I was yelling,
like
stop
that.
It. And then I suddenly realized, oh, I could just stop it. So I stop it, and I begin explaining to the audience what I'm saying right now about what happened. I probably didn't bring in the dream aspect. And so somewhere, while I'm explaining what I had done, I wake up. And I had a feeling I'd been yelling.
He's explaining his dry run to New Zealand, y'all. Don't let him blow smoke up your skirt.
Yeah. And shortly after that, Carolyn came down. And it was earlier in the morning, and I explained what I just experienced. But it was very weird. I was dreaming, and then I think I realized I was dreaming, and that was still part of the dream. I can't figure out when I regained consciousness. It's like Inception.
Yeah.
Going through the five levels.
That's pretty good. Bob was remembering dream. Bob's dream was that he was remembering drink. That's cool.
I actually was yelling. And then explaining myself. Whew. That was a good dream. Well, everybody has weird dreams, but I've been having weird dreams every night, every day, constantly. This is after 50 years of non-dreaming. I've become an exciting human personality.
Yeah, we miss Spencer.
Yeah, we miss Spencer. So I'm willing to step off the podium. Let other people tell their stories.
Why? Boy, now that's the funniest thing we've heard all night. You got yolks now. Here it is, Mary Crummel.
Well, go ahead. Start talking. I prefer you talk about the private session. There's lots of stuff in there to talk about.
Okay, bring it up. Somebody that heard something. You heard me?
The Prince Albert piercing on.
Yes. Yeah, see, that's something simple you can ponder.
Yes, it looks keep clean, I was
something
thinking
to consider?
One of those
through
you.
Is it something to consider?
Well, piercing before.
See, where's that hissing coming from? Coming from Nick. Nick causes the hissing.
And you said that a black hole and the plasma are the same. So it's...
Well, they can... go back. You have to look at the reference. Are you trying to connect the two black holes? That's only done vis-a-vis plasma. So therefore, what can survive inside a black hole? Say nothing. Okay, well, plasma can't be contained. So therefore, then, is plasma nothing? See how that turns into a little dot?
Why do you say it can't be contained?
Nothing can be inside of a vacuum, or it wouldn't be a vacuum.
So Thornhill and these guys, like Robert Temple, are talking about plasma. What are they talking about if it's not your plasma?
They have no idea. They picked up McCall's pattern book and decided to start turning it into science.
So what is plasma? It is a nothingness?
No, it's not. It is a somethingness.
But it's not,
to get the best example of what plasma is, just look at the moon.
Yeah, but you're not in plasma. The guff, the environment of the guff is not what you call non-physical, it's not plasma.
Well, right, that's correct, it is not.
Do people get power from plasma
the way Robert Tempo was describing to Jay Wiedner in that recording.
No, you do not. What you're trying to do, they're trying to make your reference is sovereign, but that's not it. You're looking at plasma, like whole plasma, like your blood is plasma. That's what plasma is.
What, blood?
Plasma. Ask Carolyn, she'll tell you.
No, is it blood?
Yeah, that's what it is.
So Scott Tarkin, when he got into this 8-10 months ago, he said that ion was plasma.
But we aren't blood.
Ah. Hear that, Bert? My question evoked that. Did you see how I methodically went through the goddamn question and got somewhere?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, see, so tell them, Bob, about your Prince Albert piercing. That'd be a good thing. We'll go there.
Did Ion just say we are not mud?
Blood.
Blood.
was that James from Perth?
Yeah. Hello.
We have not been graced with
Perth's voice in fucking 2 years or something.
Yeah. Opposed to the crypt.
Yeah.
Is that as opposed to the crypt?
Listen, give James the mic. Mike, James, talk Rhapsody on Zappa concerts, the greatest musical event of 2022. As we come near the end, the first night of the fucking year, we won't be playing Zappa. What do you have to say about your experience with Frank this year, Mr. Purple?
Mr. What'd you call me? Mr. Purple. Can we continue on this plasma discussion?
Mr. Purple.
Bob, your Zappa concerts are the best. I love them, but let's get back to the plasma.
Yeah. What are we going to do to fatten you up? You're too mean.
I put on 15 pounds there, Ion.
Come on.
Good thing.
Don't get distracted.
Good thing.
You want to talk about plasma, James, and start talking about it. You're asking Ion questions. Get us somewhere.
Would crystalline plasma be a toner for the cloud?
Wait a minute, we got to turn you down. You're too loud. Hold on.
I'll turn myself down. Sorry.
No. You're good. Don't mess everybody else up. We're just sensitive. Okay, try that.
Say that again.
Would crystalline plasma be a container for the cloud?
A what for the cloud? A binner? A gugada?
No.
Container.
A gugada.
A holder.
Would it be a gugada? Would a gugada be gugada? I got Richard Speaks in the knees too. Don't worry about a gugada. I got it. You got a nice gugada there, honey. You have fries with that shake?
See, you're not in good practice. Sure. You got wiped out already by Ion, James. Come on.
Come back. Try it again.
Knock, knock. Hello.
Whose dick's wet?
Bob, you were asking, is Ion plasma? Because Ion said the word plasma at some stage. And they were referencing the blood.
Come out of the bathroom and you'll sound better.
Come on, Jake. You carry on. You made a few statements. Now you make a question out of it or something.
Yeah, I was asking, was Ion referencing the blood plasma? Blood, not the actual plasma we were thinking of. Yeah.
He said yes.
What is the difference? Is our point.
Oh, that's the question. There is no difference, right?
There is. Correct. Okay, that was fun. Next. Have you considered a Prince Albert piercing too?
Come on, James.
No.
You don't know how to pursue a thought pattern.
I'm looking up blood plasma. Hang on one sec. I'm looking up blood plasma.
Of course you're doing that. Explain your silence.
Of course you're doing that. Of
Of course you do. You gotta do like Bob and get 40 or 50 people to do your Googling for you while you're babbling on and on and on about the great wonderment of your world that is you, that you control, that controls you, and that the sun, moon, and the stars are in an orbital rotation around your pleasure, and